everyone, it is me, Throwaway Lust, and I am going to try out Trees? Really? We're already off to a good start. I'm going to try the Accent Challenge for 2019. A challenge that I've always wanted to join, but didn't, like, want to because I wanted to hide the fact that I'm Filipina, mostly for safety purposes. But yeah, I think since I've already done like a couple of Tagalog audios, and one of my most recent ones was a Tagalog audio, I thought I might just go ahead and give this a shot. So he says here, the challenge is simple, just post a recording of you running through these things. By the way, I haven't listened to any accent challenges yet. However, I do know that there is a bonus of if you want to try different accents. So I didn't cheat. Later on when I read this, I'm going to try maybe 2 or 3 accents. I don't know. We'll see. How do you pronounce your username? Throw away your list. Where are you from in the world? I come from the Philippines. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? I don't think this exists in the Philippines. I think this is more of a Western thing. So I think you're referring to TPing? What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? Fun fact about the Philippines, sometimes we do not go for the generic term. So, for example, for most Filipinos, when we say, when we want to say we want to buy toothpaste, we actually say, "Tara bili tayong Colgate," or "Gusto kong bumili ng Colgate," which is, as you know, Colgate is a brand of toothpaste. So, in this situation, it would be, Coke, Sprite, Pepsi, Royal. Royal is Fanta, by the way. I don't know what is Royal or Fanta called in where you're from. I'm gonna go ahead and ask that. What is Royal or Fanta called from your place? Mountain Dew, 7-Up. Yeah, I'm already using the Tagalog accent. what is that bubbly? So we will say, let's buy Coke. Or let's buy Sprite. Or let's buy Royal. So that's how we do it. What term do you use for gym shoes? We would either go with rubber shoes or sneakers, I guess. But I think the more common one would be rubber shoes. What do you call your grandparents? Lolo and Lola. Which is probably weird for some, but it's based on abuelo and abuela from our Spanish colonists. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? Shopping carts? Yeah, I think it's called shopping carts, yeah. What do you use to change channels on the TV? A remote. Choose any book and read a random passage. Alright, I have the game console right here. I just pull up a random page. Okay. I'll do some ASMR real quick. Yeah, you like that? ASMR shit right there. No, that's not ASMR. Here we go. Through the American gaming market... Oh, sorry. Though the American gaming market was in shambles, in Japan, local companies created their own thriving industry with original games and systems. Leading the Japanese console market was Nintendo, which brought its Famicom to the United States as the Nintendo Entertainment System in late 1985. The American gaming market was still dead following the crash, but Nintendo built interest in its NES console with original games such as Super Mario Bros. And The Legend of Zelda. Fueled by word of mouth, hit games from Japanese developers, and a legion of young fans, the NES created a phenomenon that revitalized the gaming market. From there, Nintendo and other Japanese developers like Capcom and Konami took the industry to new highs, making Japan the new leader of console gaming. Alright. I guess that... Do you personally think you have... Yes, I do have an accent. My mom trained me to pick up a more American accent, mostly because you kind of have an advantage of that here in the Philippines, which honestly is bullshit in my opinion. But even though I was trained since, what, three, to speak in English and speak American English and even learn a bit of how the British speak thanks to Harry Potter. I had to play Hermione at one point in my life. I still think I do have an accent, and I learned that quickly when I recorded my verification for GWA, and people were saying, "Oh goddamn, what accent is that? Or what is this accent?" Or I don't think I've ever heard an accent like that before. And I'd be so confused because some people think it's an American accent and other people think it's an exotic accent, and I don't know, but I do have an accent, so there you go. And sometimes I slip in and out, And sometimes I slip in and out of the Tagalog accent, even when I'm speaking or I'm recording English audio. So, say these words: aunt, envelope, theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, route, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, GIF. I will repeat it once again, GIF. New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Say any three words that come to your mind: hoodie, sneakers, daddy. Bonus round, if you're up for it, try the word list in other accents. Okay, I will give you the most Tagalog accent that I can muster without trying to be very stereotypical, I guess, which is very difficult to do. In all honesty, it is. Okay. Aunt, envelope, theater or cheddar, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably or probably, sovereign, nope, that's not how you say it. Sovereign, there we go, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, naturally, I can't even roll that R in there, naturally, aluminum, GIF, and always GIF, not GIF, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. So we have a bit of we roll a bit of our R's and sort of exaggerate a couple of vowels. I will try the British accent, and I'm gonna suck at it. Apologies, trees, and every other person who can speak in a British accent well. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel or caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, route, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, or mobile? Mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Alright, that's about it that I can try. I want to try the French accent, but I can't say it if they're like separate words. I can probably say it like, I could probably say it if it's a straight sentence, and even then I might mix my French with my Russian and my German, so, that's gonna be bad. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. I hope you learned something, I guess, or you at least enjoyed my audio. And thank you, trees, for the challenge. And yeah, that's about it. Bye.